0345 6060 973. 7 past 10. Simon Marks is LBC's US correspondent and joins us live from Washington, D.C., which has been stripped of its president, who is here in Cornwall. Simon, what has he said thus far? Good evening.
Good evening to you, Tom. Well, Joe Biden's got an enormous amount of work on his hands over the course of the next few days. Climate change is never far from the front of his agenda, and he and White House officials have made it clear over the course of the last several days that they feel as though they have made substantial progress working in concert with Prime Minister Boris Johnson to try and make sure that this G7 summit and subsequent meetings that the president will be having in Brussels after the G7 ends sets the stage for the COP26 climate change summit that is due to be held in Glasgow later this year. But upon arrival at Mildenhall Air Force Base, the president's first official duty, and this is his first official act overseas as president of the United States, was to address US Air Force personnel at the base there, and he made it absolutely clear that he's got an enormous agenda for this trip coming up.
This is my first overseas trip as President of the United States. I'm heading to the G7, then to the NATO ministerial, and then to meet with Mr. Putin to let him know what I want him to know. It clear that the United States is back and democracies of the world are standing together to tackle the toughest challenges and the issues that matter most to our future. That we're committed to leading with strength, defending our values, and delivering for our people.
This, he says, is all about putting together that coalition of democracies that he's talked about to stand up to autocracies like Russia and China, and to do so on a wide array of different fronts. The difficulty he's going to face on that is that when he talks to world leaders and he asserts that America is back, many of them will continue to look over his shoulder and see Trumpism resurgent in the Republican Party, aware that this country's got midterm elections in November of 2022. And so on all of these issues, including the renewed focus that the United States is placing on climate change, many of the people he's talking to may well say to him, it's lovely to see you here, but how do we know how long your particular multilateral worldview is going to be sitting behind that desk in the Oval Office?
Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent joining us live from Washington, D.C. 10 past 10.